Monday. Joining us, Whole Hog Sports, Matt Jones, talking Arkansas Razorback football, and obviously with it being the first class for Coach Morse, lots of interest there as well. So far, it looks like, again, I'm kind of looking over what they have in, that they pretty much got everybody in. Are they waiting for anybody else?
Well, they'll have at least six signed today, and there's about six defensive targets.
Okay.
Who they believe could potentially sign with them. One of them just went off the board, a linebacker from Conway, South Carolina, who ended up committing to Alabama. He got a late Alabama offer, and it's hard to go wrong when you get a late Alabama offer and then choose to tie. So they lost him, but there's about five that they still think they've got a chance on.
Can you tell yet, is it too early, the type of player that Chad goes after, and is it different at all than the type of player that Brett was going after?
Well, it's probably too early on defense to see a difference in the two of them. Really on defense, you kind of have to look at this team, and some people will probably cringe when I say this. You almost have to look at this team like there's two different head coaches. You have the head coach of the offense, who's Chad Morse, and his staff that he brought from SMU. And then you have John Chavis on defense, who, obviously is very established in the SEC. He's been a coordinator for the better part of a quarter century in this league. And so I think on the defensive side, there's probably going to be some yielding to what kind of player does John Chavis want. You can probably look back at how Texas A&M has recruited the last 3 years, or LSU the 6 years before that. And those are going to be the type of athletes they go after, I think, on defense. Offensively, Morris has made the comment that the first thing they had to address was the speed. One of his favorite quotes is that you either have speed or you're chasing speed. And a lot of times last year, Arkansas was chasing speed, and they didn't. And so the thought process, and this was even the case when Brett was the head coach for the last couple of years, was Arkansas just was not recruiting enough speed. And that's why you saw them, I think, struggle against the SEC the way they did. They only won four SEC games over the last 2 years, and it's because at so many positions on the field, they just did not have enough speed. And I think that's something that this coaching staff has really tried to address with this class.
I don't know Chad's history when it comes to playing players young, but do you expect a player or two, or maybe more than that, out of this class to see the field early for the Hogs next year?
It's hard to say. It really depends on the position. Arkansas, they're going to have a smaller class. They're probably only going to have somewhere between 16, 18, maybe 19 of the top-end players who signed with them in this class, and it's because they didn't lose a lot of seniors off this year's team. They lost their quarterback. They lost their starting center. He's going to be a high NFL draft pick. They lost a cornerback, a running back. But for the most part, they've got a lot of players coming back. It's just a lot of unproven players and experienced players at several positions. So I think that there probably are some players in this class who are going to be able to get on the field quickly. I think about a Bumper Pool, who is a pretty highly regarded linebacker out of the Dallas area down in Allen, Texas. The linebacker's been an area for years and years and years where Arkansas has not had a whole lot of depth. And so, you have someone who's highly regarded at that position. I could potentially see him playing. I would be surprised if the two freshman quarterbacks that they have coming in are going to be able to compete for playing time, because neither are going to go through spring practice. So, again, it really just kind of depends on the position. I think it's probably a little too early to tell right now.
Okay, the obvious question I have to ask it, does Bumper Pool like Bumper Pool?
He does. It's kind of funny. One of the TV stations here in Fayetteville actually went down and did an interview with him when Arkansas played Texas A&M in Arlington last year. And the interview was interviewing Bumper Pool while he and the TV anchor played Bumper Pool.
You have to. If you didn't, you should be fired. I mean, that's the easy route. Look, I'm looking at, again, and you don't always know how accurate these are, but I was looking at a breakdown, basically a scholarship breakdown of where Arkansas was at coming into this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it, and this surprised me. It looks like they have a lot of wide receivers on scholarship. I don't know if that's still accurate or not. You'd think of a team like Arkansas that they probably don't use as many. They wouldn't have that many on scholarship. And other than that, and you talked about it, they really weren't overly aggressive, I thought, on the defensive side of the football. Now, I don't know how many scholarships they had, Are they still expecting more attrition from this team, or is this basically where they're at?
Well, so on the defensive side, one thing that you have to understand is that at the start of the last, or really during the last signing period, they still did not have a defense coordinator in place.
Okay.
John Chavis did not take the Arkansas job until after A&M's bowl game, which was December 29th. The early signing period was December 20th through the 22nd. And so I think what you're seeing in this late period is that they got in on a lot of defensive players late, got a lot of them to say, yes, Arkansas is in my top three or four, and so now we just wait over the course of the rest of the day and even Friday, the number one defensive end in junior college football is going to choose between Arkansas, Texas A&M, Louisville, and I think one other team. So they might be able to steal one or two today. It seems unlikely that they would be able to just because they got in the hunt late for a lot of these players. I think that's probably what you're seeing on the defensive side. It's just they didn't have a whole lot of time to get into the living rooms of the defensive recruits with their defensive coordinator because he's really only been on the job for a little more than a month.
Again, joining us, Matt Jones, Whole Hog Sports, covering Arkansas Razorbacks. Now, this is the first real test, but because it's such a short time, you don't really know. Now is when the interesting thing starts with Coach Morris because he'll get a chance, obviously, to bring in more kids of that he's kind of recruiting in that route. And how much have you seen him really attack, I say, this region, obviously, Texas, Louisiana? It's been well talked about that Arkansas has done a good job recruiting the Tulsa area as well in the past as well. So see him attacking those areas.
Well, the number one area that he's going to attack is Texas because that's where he knows, you know, before he was the SMU head coach for 16 years, he was a high school head football coach in the state of Texas and won a lot of state championships, had some state runner-ups, real successful coach, almost, you could probably even say an icon in the state of Texas in the high school coaching world. And when Arkansas has had its best teams, and you go back to the Southwest Conference when they played eight teams from the state of Texas every year, their best teams were loaded with players from, Longview and Dallas and Lufkin and, East Texas, North Texas area. They really did a lot of damage recruiting there. And since they've gone to the SEC, there have been pockets where they recruited well in Texas, and there have been pockets where they didn't recruit well in Texas. And under Brett Bielema, they didn't recruit Texas very well. I think over his 5 years, they only signed something like 15 or 16 players from the state of Texas. That's going to change under Chad Morris. They're going to really recruit that area hard. You see Arkansas play A&M in Arlington every year. They're going to get some exposure from – they get exposure from doing that. They just haven't been able to capitalize on it. I think they'll be able to do that with this coach. You asked about Tulsa. One of the things that Chad Morris has said is that they treat Tulsa and they treat Memphis, which is right across the river from West Memphis, Arkansas. They treat those like extensions to in-state recruiting, and maybe not so much with football, but other sports like basketball. You look at Nolan Richardson's best teams; they were always packed with players from Memphis. His national championship team had Clint McDaniel, who was from Tulsa, and so those are areas that Arkansas, when it's been good in sports, North Texas, East Texas, Tulsa, and Memphis. And I think Chad Morris understands that, and I think that there's a pretty heavy emphasis on that right now.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Excellent. Matt Jones, Whole Hog Sports, looking at the Arkansas recruiting class. Well, break time, we'll come back. Hour number two of the program. Bill Huddleston will join us, talk some high school. James Hale coming up in the program as well. We'll be back. You're in the mix on The Animal.
The Sports Mix.
Hit me in the face.
The Sports Animal.